On the place. Yep. We're in the Rambam Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach, Perek Dalet Halacha Yigimel. We're talking about the prohibition of Esnan Zona, where you pay a prostitute, an animal, or something for the Beis HaMikdash, and you cannot bring it, it's disqualified from being brought to the temple. So we discussed a few criteria that have to exist. And one is that the payment has to be before or during the action of her services. Payment that's given afterwards is not good. That's ready after the act is done. So Yud Gimel goes into details about this. Ba'aleho, let's say the man engages with this woman's services. Now you have to translate the next word very carefully. V'lo nosan lo, and he doesn't deliver the item to her. Not give, deliver the item. You'll see the difference is. Ula acharsman, and afterwards, nasan law, he delivers the cow, let's say, to her. Even after many years, hareza esnan, it is still considered the esnan, the payment for the zona, even though she gets it many years later. What's going on over here? But imagine under what circumstances this being said. Begoya, for a non-Jewish woman prostitute. She'amar lo, that he says to her the following. He bala li, have relations with me. Bekleze, with this sheep, although a sheep, but he didn't give it to her yet. Now it's interesting. A non-Jew, how do they make a kinyan? So we know a non-Jew can make a kinyan with money, or with Meshicha, one of the two. Okay? So, what? Pulling. But you can also make a purchase with money. If you give money, either way. So, She'ena Tzricha Meshicha. She does not need to pull the animal to acquire it. Okay? So therefore, you don't, when he says, be intimate with me and you'll receive a sheep, so she gets the sheep even if he doesn't give it to her afterwards, till afterwards. The mere agreement affects the kinyan. All right? You have to, with a Jew, you have to have a different form of a kinyan. So therefore, really, he gave her the payment by informing her, you're going to have it, I'm giving it to you, it's going to be yours, but he doesn't have to actually deliver it to her till later. That works for a non-Jewish woman. So even though the delivery is later, but she already owns it now at the time of the services rendered.
So where's the kinyan? I don't understand where the kinyan is then.
Either you got to say, well, it's not exactly clear. But once he says, with this sheep, he doesn't have to give it to her. Just with the verbalization. That's just like the same thing when you give money. When you give money, somebody pays money, where's the kinyan?
But you receive something.
The seller did, but the purchaser didn't receive anything. Right? So, in other words, if a goy gives you money, again, Ron says, okay, you gave me money, okay, I'm going to sell you this computer. At the point where the money transfers, even though the goy doesn't have the money,
the computer.
It's his, right? So now, what did the prostitute give him for the cow? Her services. That's the money. She paid for it. She paid for it at the moment of she being intimate with the guy. That's the payment, right? Because, you know, there's two ways of looking at it. She does the service, he pays her. But it's supposed both ways. She wants a cow. Most people have to go and give $500 to get a cow, right? You want to buy a cow, you give $500. What does a prostitute do? I'll give you $500 worth of pleasure, and now you get the cow. So she paid. Now, a Jewish woman doesn't work. Kinyan Kesef doesn't work for a Jew. Doesn't work. So yeah, so Mashiach helps, but she doesn't have Mashiach here. But the Kinyan Kesef existed because her services is equal to the money. So she paid for it. So therefore it works, even though he delivers the sheep years later. But she already owns the sheep because she paid for it, as it were. Now, how can it work for a Jewish woman? It has to be a little bit different. Can't work that way. Oh, be Israelis, it could work for a Jew, although a Jewish woman has to have Mashiach pulling or Hakbar lifting up. We have another Kenyan that she could use. Shahayah HaTuleh B'Chatzera. What if the sheep was in her chatzer, in her courtyard, and she has a courtyard or property, it's 10 miles away, in another country, whatever. So the guy says, okay, I'm selling you the sheep, and that the sheep that I'm going to give you, it's in one of your pieces of land that you have. Now, the man may not deliver it to her for a long time, but she has a kinyan at that point too. Okay? Shahaya klava chatzera, when the sheep is in the courtyard. Okay? The Omar Lani says to him, lo etain lecha mos beyond plenty. If I don't give you money for it, harehu shalach, the sheep will be yours retroactively from this time. And since it hurts in her piece of land, so she got the sheep at that time. So that's how it's possible that even though the delivery comes later, but the kinyanim came at the same time, and therefore it's also. Avolim Omar Lani, but what if the guy just says the following? Hibali bitlestam. Okay, be with me for just a sheep. It doesn't say anything else. Ubal, this is for the Israelis. Ubala, he's with her. Lachers man shochla, and then later he sends the sheep. Hareza mutter mishames. And then there's no problem with Esnam because there the payment came later and not at the time. It was only be by a Jew. With the Goya, it would work still. Okay, but there, if the payment is later, then it's not also because it has to be, the payment has to be at least at the time of the services rendered.
When we're talking about with a non-Jewish prostitute, so she gets the animal. Mm. So what are we talking about? Whether she can donate it to
Goy is allowed to
she
give.
No,
a goy is allowed to bring a korban. Finished.
But didn't we
say a goy is allowed to bring a korban. She can't bring this korban.
But what did we say about donating to the Beit HaMikdash? I thought we said there were some things.
We're talking about a korban now. Other details will be elucidated on later. Right now, this animal cannot be a korban. Finished. Because it was given. This goy wants to bring it as a korban. Can't be brought as a korban. She gifts it to a Jew. Can't bring it as a korban. It's also as a korban. Doesn't matter. Okay.
One more question here.
Yeah?
In a translation here.
Well,
I'm a little confused about.
I can't answer for the English translation, but go ahead.
No, but what I'm saying to you, because the Hebrew says natan, which is to give.
No, but it doesn't mean. It means deliver. It means deliver.
That's the Hebrew word for deliver, to natan?
When you give something, it could be a delivery too. It could have multiple meanings.
So why are you trying to make it?
Because if he doesn't give it to her then later, and she didn't own it till later, it's too late. Then it's not going to be usher. But if she legally owns it, there's the idea giving means is a giving of ownership and then giving of delivery. If the whole giving is the ownership later, it's not part of Esnan. We therefore have to translate it as delivering it later while the gifting of it
has already happened.
It already happened. That's why we have to translate that where it doesn't make any sense. Yudalit. Now, here's a very important rule that already changes a lot of things. Ein osur mishum esther mechir ela gufan. The only thing that's prohibited for either the payment for services rendered, or if you swap for a doggy, only the exact body of the thing. It says, lo savi esnan zonan, the esnan itself, that actual payment. And the payment was something that's used in the Beis HaMikdash, a cow or whatever. That's what's aser. As we'll see in a minute, if you sell the cow and get money, that money will not be aser. Only the actual payment to the prostitute, which was a cow. The actual swapping of a dog to a person for a cow. That's aser. Lefika, therefore, ain't a chal. Therefore, it can only Esnan could ever be to begin with. El Dovar Roy Le Carvo Gabe Mesech. Something can be brought on the Mizbeach. Something that can actually be brought on the Mizbeach can be prohibited as the purchase of the services rendered or whatever. Kigons, for example, behema, animal, to a kosher animal that can be brought as a korban. Vitarna bnei yona, and turtle doves and regular doves, they are korbanos. The yain and wine is a libation. Vishemen and oil, visolus and flour for a mincha offering. Those are the only things that could ever be aser as esnan zonan or mechir kelev. If you give her any of those things for the services, because those things are used directly as one type or another in the avodah of a korban. Okay, but on the other hand, nosan lamos. What if he pays her cash? Or you bought the dog for cash, and now you take the cash. The Jewish woman prostitute takes the cash and buys a cow. V'lochven korban hareza kosher. That's kosher because that was not the actual item that was bartered or given for services rendered. So that's a big, big rule.
So the money doesn't get tainted.
Nope. That's the point. The object itself that was the object of the purchase is what gets tainted. Nothing more. Okay? Now, similarly, what if we take the item and change what it looks like? Not for cash, we're going to change, it will change form, will also take away its taint, as we shall see. Teslov. Nosan lo chitim. The man pays the prostitute wheat. What do you call it?
Stalks
of wheat. Here, I'll give you 1,000 stalks of wheat. Then what does she do? For us, and so she grinds it into flour. Zaysim, he gives her olives. Vasosin shemen, she makes it into oil. Anovim, grapes. Vasosin yain, she makes it into wine. Hare eluk shem, they're all acceptable as a korban. She can give them all. Shekvar nishtanu, because they've changed their form. So it's not the exact same thing that was given as the payment. Okay? Now, what if the another law? What if Nosan Lo Behemes Kochim? What if he already sanctified an animal as a korban? He's sanctified as a korban. I'm going to give this animal, whatever, as a shlomim, let's say, yeah? Then he uses her services and pays her with the sanctified korban. Besnana, guess what? Lo Nesra Lo Mizbeach. It is not prohibited to the Mizbeach. Okay, we'll see in a minute why, what the reason is. Let's take it further. Let's say a guy, he's getting ready his Pesach offering. And a Pesach offering, you have to have a group that's part of the group. So a Pesach offering could probably have 20, 30 people in the group, right? So it's a couple days before Pesach. He says, listen, I've already designated this animal as the Paschal offering. If you'll render services for me, I'll put you into the group.
Yeah.
And that means she has part ownership of the cow that's been sanctified. Vafilumona also alpiskoid if he will count her for his paschal offering. Or val chagigaso, or his carbon chagiga that he brings on the 14th of Pesach to be eaten before the korban Pesach. Besnana as payment for her services. Also, lo nivsula vunkdoshim, the holy animal does not get rendered invalid. Why? Aha! Shekvar zogwen gavol, because the basement already owns it. Mishon shigush, at the time he sanctified it, it's not his money. So guess what? She could technically take him to court and ask him to pay something else. In other words, it's not payment. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It's not mine. I can't give something that doesn't belong to me as payment to somebody else. She can go to him later and say, you know, you never paid
he's
me.
He's stealing from Hegdash like this.
It's not stealing. You can't steal from Hegdash.
So why is he allowed to give it then?
He's not. That's what we're saying. But even though he says he's giving it, but it's an invalid transfer. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't take it. It's untakeable. See, even though he had bad machshava, says, I want this as my payment, there's not, it ain't no payment. Now, good luck, she could take him to a court and try to get payment for her services. I don't know what's going to happen with that. But anyway, he did not invalidate the korban by offering it. Even if he hands her the cow, it's not going to make a difference. Nothing happened there. Similarly, this goes without saying, what if I give her Paul's korban? Or Paul's cow. I can't give that to somebody else. Shein Adam Osadam, so you can't make something that doesn't belong to you prohibited. What do I have this with Paul Scow? Well, it's very close to whatever. Anyway, almost a pun there. Paul Skowski.
Paul Skowski. Oh, very good, right? I know, I know, I know.
Okay, anyway. But anyway, you can't do that. Unless it only happens once. Only could happen, Elam Kenis Yashobam, unless the owner gave up hope and had Yiyush, because then, you know, you are kind of theft. Shina Rishus. And Yiyush, you're kind of it. It's illegal. You'll owe Paul to pay him back the money,
right.
But it does transfer ownership if he Taka was Miyayish. Okay. Now here's an interesting law that everybody disagrees on the next line here. Alinasan La Oifas, what if she gave her birds as payment that were already sanctified? Avishu Mukdashim, right? He sanctified these birds. Esnan Chale, it is prohibited as Esnan Vasurim. Why? Rambam says, "Ubedivrei Kabbalah." This is an oral tradition that we have. Where he gets this, it's not so clear. Everybody argues on this last halacha. It doesn't seem why it should be any different than anything else. He just says it's a rabbinic law, and people struggle to understand how he deduced that from the Gemara. And that's a question on him. Okay, now we focus on that was all esnan zona payment to the prostitute for services. Now we go to Mechir Kelev, purchasing a dog. Same idea. You take a cow and you barter it, the dog for the cow. Now that cow can no longer be brought as a korban. So let's discuss that. Tezayin, Ezahu Mechir Kelev, what's considered something that's bartered for a dog? So Ha'omer Lechaver, the guy says his friend, Heilecha Tleza, you take this sheep. Tachas Kelev said, instead of your dog, we're making a chlippin, we're making a switch. You give me the dog, I give you the sheep. V'cheinim hechliv kelev become a behemos ofas. Or let's say you switch a dog for many animals or birds of kiyotz v'hen. Kulin asun l'zeh, they're all asun to mizbeach. I'm going to barter 10 cows for your rare breed dog. The dog costs $10,000, it's such a wonderful breed. Right? I'm going to give you 10 cows. They're all awesome. Now it gets a little tricky. Yud Zayin.
And it's dog. You can do with a dog. A pig is okay.
The Torah specifies a dog. What can I say? It specifies a dog. It specifies a dog. The Torah says. The Torah says. Mechir Kelev. Mechir Kelev.
Does the dog have relations on the ark as well?
No, the raven.
I thought it was only one.
Okay. I don't know. I don't think so. Okay, now a very little tricky halacha here, Yud Zayin. Shtei shutvatim. Let's say there's two partners. Okay? The two partners owned, collectively, 19 cows and one dog. Okay? Now the partners are going to break up the partnership. So in effect, what are they doing? They're taking 50% of the shares. Now, one guy is going to get the dog, and somebody else is going to get the cow instead of the dog. So there's going to be an actual tantamount to a barter that has taken place. And now how are we going to deal with all the cows that are having? So let's see.
Why don't they go 9.5 and 1/2? Why?
I'm giving you the case.
No.
It doesn't matter.
No. Why do you
You'll see. Let's see the case. Okay. Shnei shutavim shechalku. Two partners who split up their assets. Zelokach asartam. This one took 10 sheep. This one took 9 sheep and 1 dog. Okay, so now let's look at it from the guy, terms of the guy. Which guy do you think has got the problems and which guy doesn't have the problems? What would you think? Potential problems. The one who has the dog or the one who's got only the sheep?
The dog.
What do you say?
The opposite, of course.
So he says, Sheim HaKelev, the sheep that are with the dog owner, Mutarim, they're okay, because there's no bartering of those 9 sheep for the dog. They're all going on one side. But the 10 on the other side, now we got to analyze it. So here becomes the rule. Im yesh echad mehem, if one of the sheep, Domo Kidmi HaKelev, is worth the value of the dog, O Yaser, or more, Al Dmei HaKelev, or more than the worth of the dog, So we could say that's the sheep that's taken the place of the dog. That's been like the swap. So motziya min asara, you take that one out from the ten, kineged hakelev, opposite the dog, via mechiro, and that is, so to speak, the purchase for the dog, and that one cannot be brought as a korban. Usher and the other nine mutarim, they're okay, because really it's tantamount, one of the ten, this one that's equal in value to the dog, or even more, but it's still, it knocks off the one. If the others are all less expensive, they can't be the swap for the dog. Ah, but what if him call echad vechem dom of pesukim? What if all the ten sheep are all less expensive than the dog? So which one is the swap? None of them. None of them is the swap. And any one of them in combination with others would be, but we don't know which one it is. Sefer rei asarakum, sefer all ten are usur as mechir kelev, because really, you know, it's interesting. I still don't see that, because I don't know why it should be all of them. Unless you want to say it's because of a suffix. I don't know if your English has any commentary on that. But he seems to say, in that case, they're all usur.
Because he says a certain part of each one is being given in the exchange. Because one isn't enough. They're all less than the value.
So why can't you say two? But how about paying for the other ones? There's nine other cows that are being bought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not clear on that little point, but the whole idea of breaking up the partnership is clearly a chalipin. One's getting a dog and one's getting a cow. And if they're equal in value, that's the swap, and that's why that cow is not allowed. Yes, Ron?
I'm not getting the difference. Why the one with the dog is less than the one with the...
If one of the cows is equal in value to the dog, we say that those two are swapping each other. And the other 18 cows have nothing to do with the dog there, right? So it's this cow instead of this dog. So it's a tantamount, I'm buying, because partners who split up are like purchasers. When partners split up, what is it like? Well, I'm buying half the assets and you're buying them. What I'm paying, giving you half, and I'm receiving half, so that's the purchase. So if I have the dog, you got the cow, it means you sold me the dog, and you have the cow, and that's the purchase for that. Yudches, last halacha. Now, this is really interesting. Nishtana hamechir, if you've switched it around, the price. Kigong. Shehech, so in the same halacha we said by Esnan Zonon is the same thing by Mechir Kelv we were just mentioned a few minutes ago. So let's say, what if you swapped a dog for wheat, which could be used for a korban, right? But you make it into flour, right? Harezim, that's okay. So the same rule, same idea. If you swap it, it's changed, not the same. Now, most interesting. Well, we know it's called Esnan Zona. You're paying an animal for a zona, and mechir kelev, and you're buying a dog with a sheep. How about if we change the words and make it esnan kelev u'mechir zona? And what is that? Okay, esnan kelev. Let's say like this. A guy says, I'd like to have services rendered for me. He goes to Mr. Dog Owner, goes, Dog Owner, I'd like your dog to perform sexual services for me, and I will pay you for it with a cow. So it's effectively having intimate relations, but not with a woman, but with a dog. You're paying for the service of the dog, not to the dog, obviously, but to the dog owner, and now the dog owner has a cow. Can he bring that cow as a korban based on English? Mama's going to say yes, because it can only be payment for a prostitute, not payment. The Torah says esnan zona. When you're purchasing the services from a prostitute, and a prostitute is still a female woman body, as opposed to a female doggy, is not a prostitute. Okay, maybe man's best friend, may really be man's best friend, but it ain't a prostitute. It's got to be esnan zona, not esnan kelev.
And he's not buying the dog, he's just buying the dog service.
Same thing. So on the one end, it's very similar, but it's got to be payment for service of a female human being prostitute, not a female dog. Okay, now another one is now mechir zona. What's mechir zona? Well, buying a prostitute. For example, you give your friend a sheep and said, I'd like to buy your, you have a Canaanite shifcha who happens to be a prostitute. I want to buy the prostitute from you with the sheep. Not necessarily the service. I just want to buy the prostitute. No, only if you buy a dog and not a prostitute. They are not switchable. That's the point he's saying. Mutarim, the money that was, the cow is permitted because it has to be literally esnan zona, only with a zona, mechir kelev, only selling for a kelev. Now, by the way, now, here's the point you raised in the beginning, Mark. What about if you say, can you take a cow that was done for esnan, can you just give it as a donation to the Beis HaMikdash? I'm going to give this cow to the Beis HaMikdash, not as a korban, to the Bet HaKabayis. Can you do that? What do you think? Well, what happens if you have any cow to the Bet HaKabayis? What happens? What does the gizbar do?
Sells it.
He sells it. So once you sell it, you're going to get the money. So you don't have the original things. And you have the original thing, it's okay. So therefore, esnan zonan mechir kelev mutarim lebet HaKabayis. You can give them to the Bet HaKabayis because then you're going to change it for money. Sharehi mishtanin, they're going to change. Except one thing you can't do. What if you buy, a type of a material, like gold or silver, and you get that? Avol gufan shel esnan, but the actual esnan that is given, lo yeasa rikun lebayis, you can't make them, let's say, for plates for the walls of the basement. It's like they would plate the walls, let's say, with gold. They plate the walls to adorn it. So let's say you're giving gold for payment. Well, you can't give that to the Bet HaKabayis to use the very gold plating to put on the Beis HaMikdash because there's no change that's happened to it. That's the point. Shenemar says, L'chol neder, for any neder, it can't be used. L'havias are came to include things that are for the plating for that. Good place to stop. Tomorrow we're going to get into the 12th mitzvah that you may not bring yeast and honey onto the altars in the Beis HaMikdash with a korban or without a